Now, Together is a type 1 diabetes gut therapy trial funded by the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, with the potential to uncover groundbreaking evidence or even a cure for type 1 diabetics across Australia. Now, leader of the trial and diabetes dietitian Dr. Kirsten Bell joins me in the studio right now to discuss. Kirsten, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, no problem at all. So we might start by clarifying the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes, which tends to get confused. So what is the difference between the two?
That's a really good place to start because there is a lot of confusion around the two. Mm. So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. So it's where the body has, the immune system's made a mistake and it's attacked the healthy cells of the pancreas and those cells make insulin. So people with type 1 diabetes basically can't make any of this hormone called insulin that we need in order to actually manage our blood sugar levels. That's a little bit different to type 2 diabetes. They have the same issue with managing blood glucose levels, but it comes about a totally different way. And for people with type 2 diabetes, it's more a case of the insulin is there, the body can make the insulin, but it's not able to do its job properly. So we've kind of got two types of diabetes have a common symptom that they've got these high blood glucose levels or blood sugar levels, but they come about in very different ways.
Okay, great. And so this gut therapy trial is called Together. What's the meaning behind the name?
So it's a bit of an acronym.
Yeah.
In research, we like to shorten the names of trials just to make it easy for ourselves.
Sure.
So it stands for the Type 1 Gut Therapy Trial, mm-hmm. or the T-O-G-E therapy. So Together.
Right. Okay. And so what is the focus of the study? Like, what are you investigating? How is it being investigated?
So at the moment, there is no cure for type 1 diabetes. So we know it's autoimmune, but we have no cure. So people with type 1 diabetes are on insulin injections for the rest of their lives. And it's a really hard disease to manage. Mm. And there's lots of risks and complications if you can't manage it. And it is very, very difficult to do. Mm. So what we're looking for is a way to either help manage it or potentially prevent the disease altogether, which is unheard of, really, to prevent an autoimmune disease with a diet.
Yeah.
It's never really been done and explored as an option.
Mm.
But what we've got is this special fibre that's been designed. It's a particularly new fibre, and that influences the gut microbiome. And that's sort of a whole new world of research that's just coming about. We're just starting to unlock the secrets of the gut microbiome and how it interplays with our health. Mm. But the trial is looking to see whether this fiber can help prevent type 1 diabetes. But the first step that we need to look at is to make sure that the fiber is safe and people can actually eat it, you know, and there's no adverse events or anything like that. So that's our very first step, to make sure that those who already have type 1 diabetes can actually have the fiber. And then if that's the case, then potentially this might be a way to prevent it altogether.
That's absolutely incredible. And because there's been a fair amount of research into type 1 diabetes prevention and cures. And so this trial is different because it's looking at that one fibre in particular, which is all emerging research.
Yeah, so there is a lot of research in type 1 diabetes. We're very lucky, you know, that it is so much research happening, but there are so many pieces of the puzzle.
Mm.
So, you know, there's the research that we need to do to prevent the disease. There's the research we need to do to cure it. So those who already have it, we know we want a cure for them. But in the meantime, we also want to make sure that they're living as well as, you know, people can.
Mm.
You know, it is, as I said, a really hard disease to manage. So anything that we can do to make life a little easier now. So there's lots of different kind of avenues for research, and all of them are equally important. So this one, yeah, like you said, is ideally sort of long-term looking at a prevention for the disease altogether.
That's absolutely incredible and very exciting that you're on the team there. Dr. Kirsten Bell, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.